It's an honor to welcome you all to this section of the Committee of Agriculture, COAG. COAG is a privileged forum for a high-level debate on agriculture and livestock. For over 40 years, COAG has helped shape the priority of FAO work. Over these four decades, the world has changed. The challenges that we face in food insecurity in the agriculture sector have also changed. And FAO has had to adapt to remain relevant and to give the support to all its members need and expect that the UN agency specialize in food and agriculture. When COAG last met two years ago, FAO was in the early stage of its transformational change. I'm pleased to announce that this process is now complete. The 2013 conference gave consensus approval to the revised strategic framework and the result-based program of work in Belgium. You played a key role in this process, making important observations and recommendations. Today, FAO is more focused, more efficient, has a strengthened field presence, embraces partnership, and is a better listener. Our work is now based on five strategic objectives that respond to the development needs that you have identified. All of them are relevant for agriculture and livestock. First, end hunger and malnutrition. Second, promote sustainability. Third, reduce rural poverty. Fourth, improve food system. And fifth, increase resilience in rural communities. These five strategic objectives are complemented by a sixth technical objective that guarantees the quality of our development and normative work. I want to emphasize that our development and normative work are part of the same effort to support you and that they are in constant interaction. This is what makes us a knowledge organization with its feet on the ground. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world that has met the food production challenge. Since FAO was created in 1945, per capita food availability has increased by over 40%. FAO is proud to have been part of this effort. However, we have other challenges ahead of us. We have enough food for all, but as the new numbers of hunger estimates show, over 800 million people are still hungry. Access is the major barrier to food security today. Let me also point out that more than half of the world's population suffers from some form of malnutrition, such as undernutrition, micronutrient deficiency, and obesity. I would like to take this opportunity to invite you to attend the second International Conference on Nutrition here in Rome from 19 to 21 November. ICN2 will be a high-level ministerial forum to debate the commitment to actions that will help us improve the nutrition of every human being. Agriculture is an important part of this effort, and I hope we can count on your participation. Let me add that even if ASEX is currently the greatest obstacle to food security, we still need to increase food production, especially in developing poor countries, and we need to do it in a more sustainable way. The solutions from the past have shown their limits. We cannot rely only on an input-intensive model to increase production. We need a paradigm shift towards healthier and more sustainable food systems. We need to use less inputs, especially water and chemicals. We need to save and grow as we propose in FAO. That's in the heart of our second strategic objective, make agriculture, forestry, and fisheries more productive and sustainable. I want to emphasize that there is not one single way forward. We need to explore all alternatives. To play a double role in this effort, on one hand, we offer FAO as a neutral forum to help countries identify and discuss different solutions. On the other, we help countries to adapt and implement the solutions that best fit their needs. I have just returned from New York, where I participate on the United Nations General Assembly and the Climate Summit. Climate smart agriculture emerged as a possible way to increase food production and adapt to climate change. A couple of weeks ago in Rome, an international tech symposium brought together over 400 scientists, governors, and non-states to discuss agroecology. Agroecology can also help sustainability increase production, address climate change, and build resilience, benefiting small-scale and family farmers. I also wanted to emphasize that we need to leave our door open to ensure that what we produce, that we produce enough food in the future. Estimates point to the need of increasing food production by over 60% to meet the expected demand from a population of over 9 billion in 2050. There is no doubt in my mind that we can overcome our challenge, but that calls for different approach. Agroecology, climate, smart agriculture are options. Also is biotechnology, including genetic modified organisms. We need to explore all alternatives using an inclusive approach based on science and evidence base and not on our ideologies. Our passion should drive us to find the best solutions, sustainable, accessible, and respectful of our local characteristics and context. Nobody should impose solution from the outside or be forced into decisions because of lack of alternatives. Ladies and gentlemen, the session of COAG will discuss many matters that are relevant to the issues I have talked about. Allow me to highlight some of them. First, sustainable agriculture production and sustainable food system. FAO's new strategic framework addresses the committee recommendation to broaden the FAO strategy for sustainable production intensification to a more holistic system approach going beyond just crops. Second, water governance. Third, livestock and livestock disease. FAO's global agenda for sustainable livestock works towards ensuring such rapid growth does not negatively affect our natural resources. We are also concerned with animal disease. In 2011, we declared the eradication of the rinderpest. Now, we are focusing efforts to eradicate pest de petit ruminant. COAG will discuss the global program designated to reach this goal. Fourth, soils. One quarter of the Earth's land is highly degraded. Unsustainable agriculture practices are one of the causes. The upcoming international years of soils will allow us to raise awareness on the importance of sustainable soil management as base for food system. Fifth, you will discuss FAO strategy for improving food safety globally. And sixth, you are aware, 2014 is the International Year of the Family Farm. You will note that every item in your agenda affects, in one way or another, the world's 500 million family farmers. They are an integral part of our efforts to reach sustainable food security. COAG is asked to recognize the importance of family farm, as well as the need to develop and implement specific policy programs and strategies. Ladies and gentlemen, FAO is a knowledge organization with its feet on the ground, as I said before. This means not only being a center of excellence in matters related to food security, forestry, fisheries, livestock, and agriculture, but also applying this knowledge to help countries reach concrete results, learning from what we see on the ground and bringing this knowledge back to the global level. We look forward to receiving your guidance in this meeting. Thank you for your attention.